This is HPR episode 2634 entitled Git Tag and Metadata and is part of the series Introduction to Git. It is hosted by Klaatu and is about 19 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is an intro to Git tags and how to view metadata about your Git repository.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everyone, thanks for listening to Hacker Public Radio. This is Klaatu, and in this episode I'm going to continue with my Git discussion or series and talk about Git tagging. Now, I don't know if it's just because I wasn't using all of the features yet or whether this is actually true, but my impression historically of Git tagging is that it didn't really become fully into its own space until sites like Gitorious and GitLab and GitHub and so on started using Git tags to denote official releases. So Git tag today, I feel, like a very popular and almost the default purpose for this command, for the subcommand tag, is as a release mechanism. So when your software has reached a certain point in its development and you want to put a stamp on it and say, okay, this is an official release, you get tag it. And when you sync it back up to your code hosting site of choice, interprets any tag that you have applied to your Git repository as, hey, this is an official release. Let's put it off in some special place so people can find it. So if you want an example of this, you could go to, for instance, gitlab.freedesktop.org/notklaatu/trashy. That's gitlab.freedesktop.org/notklaatu/trashy. And in the middle of the page there, you'll see some hyperlinks. That's what we call them on the internet. And among those is, well, there's files, commits, branch, tags, readme, and license. So if you click on the tags, you see a new page called tags, and it shows, well, in its own words, tags give the ability to mark specific points in history as being important. And the effect in the user interface of GitLab and other hosting sites is that they offer an archive of a download containing all the code at that time, in that moment, in that commit. So if you, for instance, want to know that you are going to download and install the 2.3 version of Trashy, then you would go to the website here and you would go to the tags page and you'd find the 2.3 tag here at the top, and then you would click on the download link, and it gives you an option to download the source, or the zip, tar.gz, tar.bz2, or just a tar file, and you'll be sure that you are downloading Trashy as of commit C13ACDA7, and that's what a tag is. Now, that's kind of what tagging has functionally become. But traditionally, or at least to my memory, traditionally in Git, tagging was just really an arbitrary way to bookmark a certain commit. So you might remember in a previous episode when I was talking about Git head, and I mentioned that the Git head is just a designator for some location within your Git repository. It wasn't anything special other than just being a reference point of saying, here's a place in my Git history, and we're going to call it head. And you can move the head around. You have head, and you can move as I said in the episode, you can move the Git repository underneath sort of the lens that is the head. So with a Git tag, you're just putting, I guess you could say, a sticky note at some point. So for lack of multiple heads, you have tags. You're just marking something as significant It doesn't necessarily mean that it is a release, but that is, as I say, what it's kind of become to represent. But technically speaking, it is purely a mechanism to mark a point in your Git repository. So we can try this in our demo Git repository. So I'm going to do a cd into hpr git, which is my example repository or my example folder full of different repositories, and I'm going to go into Alice's repository. I'll do a git status, and it looks like I'm on branch experiment, nothing to commit, working on a clean tree. So I'm going to probably switch back to master. So I'm going to do a git branch, or rather git checkout master. So now I've switched to branch master, and git status, everything's clean, so this is a great place to start, I guess. So we'll do a git log, dash dash one line, and I get an abbreviated sense of what my history has been. So right now, my git head is 94C5715. Now, I can tag that point in history, which is, of course, it's my head, so that's where I am right now. And I can tag that by issuing the command git tag, and I can tag it anything. Like I say, it seems like traditionally right now, a lot of people are just using this as straight up releases. So I could do 0.1. And now if I issue the command just git tag without any arguments, it lists the existing tags. And the current tag is 0.1. So if I do a git log dash dash one line again, then I see that my head is 94C5715, which is what it was before, but then in the description of what head is, it says head master, comma tag 0.1. So it's been given a tag. It has been given some metadata that this is a thing that has been tagged. Now, once again, that doesn't actually mean anything to anybody. It's just it's metadata without really anything. It's not suggesting anything necessarily. It is just something that exists. Now, I could, for instance, do a git checkout of a previous commit. So here's the one before that was B7FA88B. So I'll git checkout that. And it says, okay, head is now at B7FA88B, and I could do a git tag, let's do 0.05, and git log dash dash one line, and now I have as the head B7FA88B, head, I'm not on a branch because I've checked out something in history, so it's just head, comma tag 0.05. So now I'm going to check out the actual master branch again. I'm going to just do check out, git checkout master. So we should be back at that the old place. And I'll do a git log dash dash one line. And sure enough, I've got at the top of my stack, I've got 94C5715, which of course is that old master head. So head master tag 0.1. Okay, that's good. Next one down is B75A88B. Oh, look at that. It says tag 0.05. So nothing special about B7F, but I've tagged it as 0.05, retroactively even. And then I've got my headmaster, which I've tagged at 0.1. And tags don't have to be numbers. Like I say, it's a convention, I think, at this point, that tags are numbers. But you could also just do git tag draft, the word draft. And then I'll do git log dash dash one line. And we see now that headmaster tag draft tag 0.1. There you go. So if you have keywords that you for some reason want to integrate into your git tagging, you can do that. They don't have to be numbers. Now they do have to be. They cannot have several. They can't have spaces in them. So we could do git tag rough underscore draft, and then that's a valid tag. But if I do a git tag quote rough space draft, close quote, then it tells me that's not a valid name. And that's fine. But there's a little bit of freedom there. You can do whatever you want, whatever convention you need. So you can delete tags by git tag dash d for delete, and then whatever tag you want to delete. So I'm going to get rid of rough underscore draft. It tells me that the tag has been deleted. Again, if I do a git log dash dash one line, I see that the head is still there, 94C5715. The commit hasn't been changed. The commit itself is fine, but now it says head master tag 0.1, so it's removed the tag rough underscore draft. And I could do that with anything. I could do git delete or git tag delete 0.1 or 0.05, whatever. Now, interestingly, these tags have not been pushed to the Git repository. So, I mean, if I do a git commit playing around with tags, and then I could do a git push origin head, it pushes whatever it needs to push to my fake repository. Do git log, everything's the same. But if I went over to my fake repository, which I think is called fake remote, yep, it is, and then do a git status, oh, I can't because it's a, yep, that's not a, I forgot, that's a bare repository. So I could do a cd into bob, and I could do a git pull git log dash dash one line. I see no, well, actually, I'm on the wrong branch. Git checkout master. Now, if I'll do a git log dash dash one line, I see no tags here, is what I'm getting at. I see all the new commits that I've made since the previous episode, but I don't see any tags. So how do I get those tags? Well, we'll get out of here. We'll go back over to Alice, and we'll do a git push dash dash tags origin head. And it very, very verbosely or very explicitly tells you what's happening. So it says total 0, delta 0, reuse 0, delta 0. Okay, so nothing, no commit data has been pushed because I'm all up to date. But then it says 2/home/cloud2/hpr git/fake remote, new tag 0.05 to 0.05, new tag 0.1 to 0.1. So I've pushed now my tags in along with anything else that would need to be pushed, or just the tags by themselves. Now I'll cd back over into Bob's repository here, and I'll do a git pull again. And again, kind of verbosely, it confirms, yeah, there are new tags here. So it actually spits out some feedback for you. And then I'll just to confirm or just to see them, I'll do a git log dash dash one line. And now I've got 94C5715 head master tag 0.1 and B7F as the second commit with a tag 0.05. So those were, the commits were there, but the tags weren't. Now the tags are. So the tags are a little bit separate from the rest of your data, which I guess is a good reason to call it metadata. It's something that you have to deal with separately, and that's important to remember, because if you don't explicitly git push dash dash tags, then the tags aren't pushed. They don't leave your computer. They're just reference points for you until you send those up to the server. Now, I've worked in a couple of different places. One place we never use tags outside of our local machines. The other place, you know, so we never did a git push dash dash tags. Another place I've worked in, depended on development group to development group, but there were a couple of groups that used tags to earmark both people's sort of private branches, or not private branches, but their work in progress type branches. They would write in a tag what that branch was meant for, and then it was also used for releases, for the official releases. Whatever you use them for, you may eventually need to sort of introspect on your Git repository and see what tags have been applied, or just kind of look at the history of your repository. And there are a couple of different mechanisms for that, which I'm kind of lumping in because we're dealing with metadata in this episode, I guess. So since there are tags, and you know that they kind of exist in a sense separately from the normal data of your Git repository, couple of different ways to look at more information about a repository. So one is git rev list, and that's git and then space rev, as in revision, dash list, rev list. Now, if you just type that in, it just kind of spits out a bunch of different options for you to be confused by. And, I mean, it's probably worth talking about each option, but I'm not going to. So the way that I use it is frequently is git rev dash list and then space dash dash branches and then dash dash tags and then dash dash pretty. So that's branches, tags, pretty. And pipe that to less maybe. And you see what looks an awful lot like a git log. The verbose git log, not the git log dash dash one line, but the full on git log. And that's pretty much what you're looking at. It's a a list of revisions, and it shows you the commit hashes, shows you the author of the commits, the date that they were made, and whatever commit message was made with that commit. And it shows you all of them for the history of your project. So the reason I'm showing you that is because now you kind of have an idea of the kind of information that you can get programmatically from Git. So for instance, if I do a git rev list dash dash tags dash dash max dash count equals 1, then I can get the most recent hash in all branches, the most recent one, I can pull that out from Git. So if I have that value, 94C5715, and then a bunch more numbers, then I can also do what's called a git describe. And git describe then looks at all of the data around a specific commit. So I'm just going to paste that in. So now I'm doing a git describe dash dash tags, and then the output of the previous command, the rev list, which is 94C5715, of course. And I'll hit return, and then I get a 0.1. So it has just described that commit by tag for me. And of course, if I did the previous commit, the penultimate commit, which I know was B7FA88B, if I do a git describe dash dash tags for that hash, I get 0.05. So you're looking at a specific hash, a commit, and pulling out information about that commit with commands, with subcommands, which is important for when you're trying to script stuff such as maybe automated releases or nightly builds, and you want to tag them with the date that they were built on or something like that. This is one way that you can do that. You can write into a shell script to get the most recent commit hash, and then to describe that hash in tags, and to use that tag in your release or in your release notes or whatever. So it's handy to know that you can look at this information with git commands, because that way you can use them when you're scripting or whatever. Now there are obviously other ways you could do it. I mean, you could just do a git log dash dash one line, and then you could determine, okay, well, I see that the hashes are all field one, so I could pipe that through awk, and I could just tell awk to print field one, and then I would have $1, and then I would have just the hashes, and of course, obviously, I guess maybe pipe that through head dash in one, and then I definitely have the most, the topmost hash. So I mean, you can do it in different ways, and it's not necessary to learn every single switch of Git in order to get the information that you need, but it is useful to know about them. And certainly git describe can be useful in cases where you need to look at metadata about a hash. So there you go. That is git tagging and introspecting your git repository. Hopefully it was somewhat enlightening and useful. So git tags, use them wisely, use them well. Metadata sometimes is a good thing. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.